we may have the guts of ballpark, maybe 30,000 dogs or such in Donegal alone. That's a hell of a lot of dogs. Like, on top of that, we have only two dog wardens in Donegal that I'm aware of. Two dog wardens, like the size of Donegal, is a huge area, population of 100 and maybe 60,000, something like that. People plus 30,000 dogs, like, roughly. That's a lot of people. I understand from research there's other counties throughout Ireland a lot smaller than Donegal. Obviously, the population a lot smaller than Donegal, and they have up to four dog wardens, yes, and four dog wardens. And there's something going forward that needs to be thrashed out to the council. How much, for example, what are we spending on our dog end of it, and what are we spending against our waste end of it? We'll need a question I will be asking going forward, because I think more resources, more emphasis needs to be put in the dog wardens, on the litter wardens, the dog fouling. As we've spoken about before numerous times, there's the danger with dog fouling. If a small child happens to come along with it and happens to get that dirt, dog feces in their hands, puts it near the face or their eyes, they can end up permanently blind with a disease called toxicaris, I think it's called. I think that's the right pronunciation anyway. People can Google it, though. And that's sad, to be fair. Like, that should not be happening. I don't want that happening anywhere. Like, and I certainly don't want it on my watch or anybody else's watch. The fact of knowing that some small child goes down the town, or it ends up on some small child or baby's buggies, their pram, their tricycle, whatever, their toy tractor. And they end up going home, then somehow the dirt makes it from the wheels of that then to their mouth, to their eyes, so on, etc. This is why I always keep on about the dog fouling, Catherine. It is really, really serious, and people need to realise that, how serious it is. It's not hard to walk into your local shop and get a box of gloves or get a box of doggy bags for €2 around that. Like, they're there, they're easily accessible, they're probably in every shop going as such. But sadly, I work in a shop myself, and sadly, we are not selling many doggy bags, to be quite honest with you, for the litter end of it.
People will wonder, though, why local authorities aren't putting the resources into something, as you've just outlined, is a very serious issue.
It is, yes, and I agree with you, Catherine. People will wonder, and as I say, going forward, it's something that needs to be addressed going forward. I'm sure I'm not the first to bring it up, and I won't be the last to bring it up either. But again, coming up now, I suppose ideally for ourselves now being placed now in Donegal County Council, and coming up to November time to around budget time on that, it is something that has to be looked at and tried to be factored in for a budget going forward, to get staff, or at least get a staff member onto it anyway.